Elissa Walker-Campbell back with you at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Yes, it is Friday night. We are quickly wrapping up our show, but you know what? We've still got a lot more work to do. And right now it is time to talk about the San Antonio Spurs. We're going to catch up with longtime sports writer. He is actually with the Bleacher Report. You can check out his columns. And that is Mike Monroe. Talk to me about the San Antonio Spurs, Mike, because they are second in the Western Conference. They have won 40-plus games. And, in fact, it's kind of interesting. A few weeks ago, we had the former owner of the Spurs, Red McCombs, was on my program, and he holds the belief that the Spurs are going to surprise and they're going to win it all this year. What say you?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that Red would be that optimistic, because he's that kind of guy, as you well know.
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah. I may be a little less optimistic than Red, but I think the Spurs... my opinion is that the Spurs are the one team in the Western Conference that is capable of defeating the Golden State Warriors in a Western Conference Finals. There was a lot of disappointment last year that Western Conference Finals matchup never took place after the Warriors won 73 games and the Spurs won 67 games. There was that unfortunate Western Conference semifinals matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder that didn't go the way Spurs fans wanted. But I think this year it's set up better. I honestly believe the Spurs have a better chance of making the finals this year than they did last year, in part because Kawhi Leonard has made yet another quantum leap in his game. Mm-hmm. And I believe, I know all the talk of about the MVP is Russell Westbrook and James Harden, but I think Kawhi is positioned to make a push and turn it into a three-way race.
Mike Monroe of the Bleacher Report with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on the San Antonio Spurs. They are second in the Western Conference right now. And this is a team that has lost 12 games this season. Mike, talk to me. I mean, they have gone through some tough stretches. Should Spur fans be concerned? And are you surprised?
The tough stretches, well, they've been a little more inconsistent than Greg Popovich would like. But, you know, right now they're playing without Pau Gasol. One of their starters. They lost the first game of the annual rodeo road trip when Kawhi Leonard didn't play because of sort of some lingering issues from a thigh bruise. But they're 21-6 on the road, the 20th consecutive season of a winning road record. Next on the list of teams with consecutive winning road records, I believe, is the Clippers at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing their thing, and 12 losses at this point in the season is not concerning. They do have the second best record in the entire NBA, not just the Western Conference. So I don't think there's any panic. Do they need to improve by the end of the season? Of course, every team does. That's the goal. That's the goal every season for the Spurs, to be playing their best basketball and be as healthy as they can possibly be when the playoffs begin in mid-April. So I think they're on track. Pau Gasol is probably going to return to the lineup for the final two games of the rodeo road trip I believe August 23rd and August 25th. I might be off a day or two, but. February. The trip ends in late February, and I believe Powell will be back from, you know, he had a fractured bone in his left hand. I talked to him about 4 or 5 days ago, and he's very optimistic that he'll be back by the end of the trip. The final two games of the trip are in Los Angeles. They'll play the Clippers one day and the Lakers a couple of days later. They have had their moments of doubt, but not many. So, they do have the second best record in the league.
Mike Monroe of the Bleacher Report with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I believe, you know, the Spurs are a team that really, they've not received a lot of credit for the success of their season. I have to ask you, who has filled the void in terms of, you know, Tim Duncan's retirement last year? Who is providing the leadership?
Well, of course, they went out in the offseason and signed Pau Gasol to take his spot in the starting lineup. And Pau, to his everlasting credit, said nobody replaces Tim Duncan. he's just taking the starting spot. But he's actually given them more at the offensive end than Tim was able to do in his final season. But the big difference is he's Powell is not nearly the interior defender that Tim Duncan was, because mm-hmm. basically nobody was, and I still think nobody is. Tim was, even at age 39, Tim was one of the best interior defenders in the NBA. So smart with positioning, footwork, timing. That's the area where they've had to make the greatest adjustment. But it's interesting, because Pau's absence has put Dwayne Dedmon, young 7-footer that they signed as a free agent in the offseason as well, put him in the starting lineup, and they're getting a lot from him. He's very athletic. He's a terrific defender and rebounder. And when they play with Dwayne Dedmon in the lineup, they play at a little faster pace than when Pau is in the lineup, because there aren't as many post-ups. They don't run offense for Dwayne Dedmon the way they do for Pau Gasol, who is a terrific post player in the offense. So it gives Greg Popovich some options as to how they play, and I think this is going to serve them well in the playoffs, because he can change things up much more readily than he may have mm-hmm. thought he could. So this is going to give opposing teams something else to think about when they scout the Spurs for the playoffs.
We're wrapping up our time with Mike Monroe. Check him out, Bleacher Report. Also, check out his new book, 100 Things Spurs Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We got to have you back, Mike. Our time was way too short. Thanks so much.
All right, then.
That, of course, was Mike Monroe with the Bleacher Report. A special thank you to all of our amazing guests right here at SB Nation Radio. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everybody.